Hello, hello, and welcome to this mailbag. My name is Drew Doherty with DP Sithu. We're here inside Reliance Stadium. We've got some fun stuff going on behind us. They're putting the grass in for Sunday's game against the Broncos, and we're answering questions off of Facebook. First one, DP, comes from Tina McKee, and she says, who do y'all see as having super potential of being our new head coach? We heard on Thursday that the Texans have already interviewed Lovie Smith. He's a candidate with potential who's been to the Super Bowl.
He fits the mold of what Bob McNair wants. He's got head coaching experience. He's got NFL experience. He had a lot of success with Chicago. So right now, he's probably the front runner. But as we see more and more of these names coming out, we'll know more about the coaching search. Right now, it's pretty close to the vest because the Texans want to keep all of that pretty private. Joseph Laverne wants to know, what should the Texans use their number one draft pick on first? Although, I don't know how you know it's number one just yet, Joseph.
That's right. The Texans, regardless of where they finish, they're going to be picking high. They will be, you know, picking in the top five. Might even pick first overall. A lot of people have said they're going to go with a quarterback. They might not go quarterback very first round. They might take the best player available, go second round. But there's still a lot of time in between now and May, and you still got to see how this season shakes out.
You know, and I just want to add, too, a lot of players, we don't know who's staying in college for an extra season and who's coming out. So that's a pretty fluid situation as we find out who's even going to be eligible for the draft.
As is free agency.
Christina Michael wants to know. She says, I'm curious, have the Texans ever tried any unconventional practice routines to prepare for a game? If so, what was the most interesting?
Well, we can't give away too much, but just last week we saw Wade Phillips put referees on the practice field to help the Texans hopefully try to curb the problems they've had with penalties. He's also been playing music, but that started earlier this season around about week seven, so you've heard rap music, pop music, piped in over the loudspeakers. They've also had some fun stuff with they have these big Pilates balls, and they'll throw them at punt returners right after they make the catch on a punt return.
That was my favorite.
That was your favorite? You like the Pilates balls?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's nothing wild and crazy, but it's different than what they've done in the past over the last 4 or 5 years. And this is a decidedly ladies-influenced mailbag because the last question comes from Holly Folsom. She's a good, strong Texans fan. Holly asks, does Schaub still have the beard? Hashtag bearded Schaub. He does, and I think he looks like a European sniper from one of the Bourne movies, the Jason Bourne movies.
Bearded Schaub was trending when he came out against Jacksonville, and he's still got the beard. He still had it in the locker room as of this week, and his hair looks a little bit longer, too, so I don't know. Maybe it's the alter ego coming out in the second half of the season.
It's good stuff. He said he's having fun with it. That's one of the reasons he's growing it. And you know, DP, one of the fun things about the mailbag is not only answering fans' questions, but giving $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs away to fans. And Christina Michael, she gets the 50 bones this week. So, Christina, thanks so much for sending in those questions, and we appreciate all of you sending in a question. We hope to answer yours next week.